Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys, Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM. We're on in Lansing. We're up in Big Rapids, my bulldog country. They're going to play another game today. So anyway, Chaz, right before we left the last segment, oh, Barbecue Bob, he's up in a tree this week. So Chaz Thompson joining me. And he just mentioned right before the end of that last segment about smoked Brussels sprouts. Tell me about that.
Guy told me that if you cold smoke your Brussels sprouts, you know, not trying to cook them down or anything, it kind of dries out and cures the outside so that they preserve better when you hang them in the root cellar.
Okay.
And then when you pull them out, he said, you can cut them in half and just eat them raw. He says they're just tasty as hell, and they'll preserve half the winter.
Right.
But they also add a little bit of that smoke flavor when you go and you roast them off or, you know, put them in next to a roast.
Right. And that Brussels sprout's a little bit leafy, right?
It's a little leafy, but so it's very dense.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It is like it's like a miniature cabbage.
But
right?
The one thing I took from it is that it's an awesome way to make sure that you don't have any bugs or little creatures that have come out of the garden and want to go to your root cellar with it.
Right.
It's just a little fumigation.
Right. Yep.
To take care of it.
Preservative. Yeah, in the last segment, the local segment, we're going to talk about the cellar. So we'll get back on that. But the next way we were going to approach with preserving food is canning. And I grew up in a household where my mom canned everything. My mom and dad were, bless their heart, they're both passed, but they were children of the Depression. And you grew gardens and you canned things. So that until the next garden was available, you had tomatoes and you had peppers and you had all of the different things that were...
Grandma giving me jars and jars of green beans.
Right. Yeah, asparagus. All of those things.
All those vegetables and things, but also the fruits.
Yep.
You know, canned peaches.
Yeah. Didn't we all grow up on canned peaches?
My God. And they didn't come out of a tin can. They came out of a mason jar.
Jar, right. Yeah. So I'm guilty of not carrying on that tradition with my family, right? We're creatures of comfort and convenience. But every once in a while, somebody that has a garden, that raises a garden, will bring you some canned whatever, any of the above we talked about. And it's different. It's just better. It's fresh. I remember my dad used to say, don't stub your toe between the garden and the pot when you're canning, because the fresher is the better.
Yeah.
Right. And that always stuck with me, because, you know, whether you're making tomato sauce, tomato paste, whatever.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Kraut.
Yeah. Yep.
All those great, great things that we grew up on.
So do you do any canning?
My buddy Steph has a big setup where he does a lot of it, and I go help him.
Let's take people through it, because I'm not sure everybody's ever tried it. And, in my research for the show today, it doesn't appear that it's that difficult. There's some specific steps you need to take, but
basically, it's you clean up your vegetables,
okay,
cut them up, and you can do it with proteins too. I mean, canned meat is really good,
right?
And then you put it in the jar, and depending on what you got, you might want to add some water, or you might want to add some flavor by adding some herbs to the water or some of the things.
We've all had pickles that you put the little red peppers in to get them hot.
Put a pepper in it or a couple cloves of garlic.
Right, whatever.
You know, give it some extra. And then you put it in, you put the lid on it, and then you put it in a hot water bath.
Right. I think there's a couple steps that I want to cover between that. Not that we're teaching how to do this, but in my research, full disclosure, I've not done this. I just read about it.
Fancy internet.
Right, yeah, that fancy internet thing. Is that one of the things that canning does in the preserving process is you're killing bacteria, right? And you're not going to have a bunch of food sitting in a bacterial environment that's going to decompose it and not be any good when you want to use it. So in order to assure that happens, one of the recommendations I read was get a boiling pot of water and put your jars in there empty and let them boil for 8 to 10 minutes.
Sterilize
it. And it'll sterilize them. And then you've got this set of tongs that are made for a jar. They got little rubber ends on them. And you reach and you pull those out of there, empty the jars out, and set them on a cutting board or whatever it is that you have, and but don't touch them again. And then when they cool, put your food in them so that, in fact, you've got a sterile environment that the food is going into. So prepping that food, you know, let's take like tomato sauce or the spaghetti sauce that you that you're making, or salsas, any of this stuff. Salsa, let's work that one because that's one I like, right? So you're going to take and you're going to, your garden peppers, as you mentioned, you're going to clean those, right? And you're going to dice them up. You're going to, whatever you do, if you're going to maybe cook your salsa prior, rather than doing it just raw, either way, but you're going to fill these jars with salsa. It's got tomato, it's got pepper, it's got onion. And you fill them, you take one of those little metal lids, right? You put it on there, and then the little ring, and you, you screw it down. But you got to leave what's called head space in there. And then if you, so you leave that in there, and that's like a half inch to an inch, because as things cook, they expand, right? And you don't want to blow the top off the...
Well, the liquids won't compress, but the air will.
Right, right.
And then when it cools off, it's going to relax back.
Right.
Right. So that headspace acts as like a, it's just like a shock absorber.
Okay.
For the heat.
Right.
So it's going to, you know, shrink down when it's cooking, but then when it cools off and you put it on the shelf for the winter, it's going to open back up. So that's why you see that they don't look full all
right.
the time.
And it's by design, right?
Exactly.
So, but that salsa that we just decided to do, we're going to put it in that, once we get it in the jars and sealed up, we're going to put it in that boiling water, and
you're going to get a little bit of pressure that escapes,
right.
But as it cools, it's going to suck that lid right down super tight to it,
right.
And give you that preserving seal.
Right. Yep.
And anything that escapes is going to be like steam, and, you know, steam kills all the microbials. So
right. Yep.
Hey, it's sterilizing it right out.
Yep. Because the jar with the food in it, and the little silver disc lid, with it's got a rubber ring around it, and then the ring, all of that is put together, and that is what's boiled. But that seal doesn't happen until you take it out and it cools, and it, and as you said, it sucks that lid down on there then, and then you've got that canned product in the jar,
oh,
ready
yeah.
to go.
And you can have fun, you know, you get your significant other out there, and it's a team sport to have a couple of you doing this stuff.
Right.
And one of the tips I want to give you is that when you got that lid down there and sealed and it's cooled off,
mm-hmm.
take the ring off. Because if that sucker rusts on there,
yeah,
right. you ain't getting it off.
Right. Yep, exactly. And they can, because that's the kind of metal that they're made of. But so the other thing in canning is like the fruits, generally you don't boil those as long
right.
as you would maybe a meat, because if we're canning venison or we're canning chuck roast or whatever.
I like to make up essentially a venison stew, put it in the jar raw, can it, cook it for a while.
Right.
Now it's ready to pop out, dump in a bowl, and heat up.
Right.
I mean, this is way better than any more.
Oh, yeah.
And to be able to just take some carrots and onions and
potatoes, rutabaga, whatever.
Throw
yeah.
that in with some chunk venison right in there, or even some chunk salmon or steelhead. Put that in there to make a little bit of a stew. Cook it up in the jar. You got like pint jars. That's like single serving.
Right. And you can put some sort of broth in there or whatever.
Yep.
Again, leaving the head space, taking the bubbles out. So, and when you put it in this boiling bath, you cook it 20, 30 minutes. Again, it depends on what you've got in there.
Yeah. And with those, if you're going for the stew thing, or even the, you know, stewed meats, essentially, then you're bam, ready to go. I mean, dump it out, put it in the microwave.
Yeah. And better than anything you're going to buy in a can from the store, because
right.
you put the flavorings and the seasonings in there that you like and you enjoy.
And then you get to sit there and, tell the stories about how you shot that big one.
Yeah, right. While you're eating a bowl of venison stew.
Or landed that big steelhead.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? All right. Well, cool. Well, that's fun. Who knew preserving would be so interesting, right? Coming up next, pickling and fermentation. This is something that is just another technique.
I know a lot about fermentation.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I have him here. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Chaz is going to tell us all about getting pickled. Stick with us. We'll be back.